Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Hurricanes cornerback Tyrique Stevenson, Tyrique, you played a heck of a game the other night. Was that maybe the first time you felt like, okay, now I feel comfortable in a Miami Hurricanes uniform?
Yeah, it was. You know, just coming to this game, we noticed that, you know, their receivers, you know, they got some super senior receivers that, you know, was coming to make a statement this season. And we watched a lot of film, and I actually watched extra film on all their receivers. And watching film just made me feel more comfortable back out there. And just playing with these guys again, I know how they play. So it was more comfortable for me.
Do you have a knack for the big play? You made the big play for Georgia in the bowl game against Cincinnati. You made the big play the other night on fourth down for the University of Miami.
I really don't have a knack for it, but I'd rather the pressure be on me because, you know, pressure bursts pipes, but not over here, because, you know, I put myself in, you know, the worst predicaments throughout the week, and I try to, criticize myself the hardest. So I feel like whenever pressure presents itself, I feel like that's when I mostly thrive.
Was there any way for you to relate maybe to your teammates? Okay, you played the Sugar Bowl game against Cincinnati, and they're not a Power 5 team. You played this game against App State. They're more in line with Cincinnati. Is there a lesson in there about how much you have to respect any opponent?
It really is. And I was trying to, you know, relay the message to these guys, you know, no matter what conference they're in and no matter what team they is, you know, they always come into play because you got to understand they're not a lesser team, but, you know, they might have not the bigger name than we have. So they come in and bring their A game. So we must bring our A game.
What's it been like for you playing at home in front of your family, being able to see your family on a daily basis?
It's been great. Just looking up in the stands and seeing them just, you know, bring a different feeling of energy and you know, the affection they give me, you know, being there and just cheering for me just makes me want to play even harder and, you know, give it my all.
This week, pretty important game, Michigan State, very powerful team so far. It's been easy for them. How important is it to make it tough on them, to make them earn everything?
It's very important because, you know, the last two games, you know, they had big numbers, and, you know, they had big plays. You know, coming into this game, we want to slow all that down, you know, and make them really reveal themselves and show us that they really, that, and we got to really show them that we came to play a ball game and, you know, not give up big shots and not give up the big runs that they're used to in the last two games.
They have some really good speed on the outside, don't they? A couple of those receivers, Reed and Naylor, those guys have been around for a while, quality receivers.
And they are quality receivers. We have been watching film on it, and starting tonight, you know, I'm gonna start watching a little more on their releases, on the routes they like to get hit on, and all the targets they got, so I can be real prepared for the game.
Just taking a step back for a moment, going back to App State, those four receivers they had, they were there for 5 or 6 years. How would you compare those guys against what you've seen in your career?
Just, you know, they're veterans. They veterans, so, you know, they do veteran things. They do things the right way. They run their routes at a certain yards they need to run. So just, you know, playing a veteran, you have to be more focused, and you have to be more in sync with yourself. And then playing, you know, a young cat who out here just, you know, just want the ball and, you know, not do their job. So just playing them veterans, it just made me realize that I need to be more focused.
Here at the University of Miami, is your role different in this defense than it was last year and the year before that with the University of Georgia?
I feel like my role is pretty much the same. You know, they want me, wherever I'm at, they want me, you know, to be the lockdown corner. At Georgia, they wanted me to be the lockdown slot, and here they wanted me to be the lockdown corner. And just with my skill set and the way I prepare myself, I feel like I could live up to that task.
Georgia, you were more inside, right? And here, more outside. Do you like being out on that island?
Yeah, you know, it's a rush, and just knowing that the ball is coming towards you, it makes you, you know, makes you focus more, makes your heart beat more, but at the same time, it slows your mind down.
You got to be a two-way player, though, this week, right? You got to defend, because they're explosive in the pass game, but their bread and butter is running football.
And we're ready for it. You know, I got faith in our linebackers and safeties that, you know, they come out to start the ball, and we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best on the edge, you know, to keep the ball from going over top our heads.
You got a little taste of Hard Rock Stadium the other night. You can get pretty rowdy in there. How important is it to have that kind of support on Saturday afternoon?
It's going to be very important, you know, just being in front of the fans. You know, they created a lot of energy that, you know, we fed off on, and, you know, we came out there and made the stops, and just hearing them cheer just brought a lot of energy into us.
You're proud, I guess you're proud now to be wearing that orange and green, right?
You know, I was proud, actually, you know, just transferring here and being part of the home team and, you know, just representing the city of Miami where I come from. You know, it ain't nothing like being from here, and it ain't nothing like here, and just being able to represent it, it means a lot.
By the way, I'm standing right next to you here. You are a big guy for a cornerback. You're a big guy. That size and strength has to be important to you. It has to be a really good weapon.
Yeah, you know, I'm very physical. And, you know, my trade is, you know, I come up and tackle anybody and shut off blocks, you know, make the tackle kind of faster. Just being at Georgia, you know, we lifted a lot, and I felt like that's why Kirby, you know, kind of slid me into the box because of my more physical side.
Also, we should mention you are contributing on special teams, returning punts. That's a big part of the game, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, coming into here, you know, they didn't have no for sure punt catcher, and, you know, I talked to Coach Packy, and, you know, just throughout spring and throughout summer, show him, like, I'm the guy you could trust back there.
Right. Big game, going to need your leadership. We saw that on display the other night. We saw you being pretty voluble out on the field talking to your teammates.
Yeah, I felt like once we all in sync, it ain't too much that somebody can, you know, run or throw us off, because we all in sync and we all think the same. And I felt like just the more I open my mouth and the more we all communicate towards the back end and communicate down to the linebackers, and the linebackers get it to the D-line, we'll be a great defense.
Tyreek Stevenson, we are thrilled to have you here at the University of Miami. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.